Welcome to the Q-Shed podcast. After months and months of tear-stained letters and begging, I've finally allowed Kyle Ewan to come on to the podcast. Kyle, thanks for coming.
No bother, thanks very much. Thanks for your
call. You're welcome, mate. No, it's I like to have a bit of food and a bit of drink for everybody coming on, like, so...
No, it's good. It's nice and toasty here as well,
Which is great. Well, I had to put the heater on, and that says... The Q Shed hasn't been occupied for a long time since I've been on leave and been away and that, so good to get a bit of use out of it. Like,
no, sadly.
Okay, we've spoken through the night, like, about the season, about how the team's going. How do you feel the season's been?
I feel it's much better this season. There's more fans coming in. There's more spirit in the club. Us Junction Bar, we're getting in about the club, and it's good to see. It's good.
Right, well, we can obviously Callum Elliott come in the summer. That's he's had the last couple of games of the last campaign against East Kilbride, and then the Lowland League Cup. That's a win against Berwick and then a loss against the Union of Stirling. Had a massive clear out in the summer, and that's a whole new team at the start of it. And that's some signings have worked out fantastically. You don't get every signing correctly. We've had a couple that have had to go back out and loan. A couple of players from the season before that have had to go out and loan as well. Has there been anybody that's really tickled your fancy?
I've got a couple, but I do like Zach Butterworth and Jamie Doherty. I think they two are good, but the best one for me is Ewan McPherson. He's a big game changer. I like Ewan. He sort of sees fitness levels and the thing as well. Folk doubt him, though, his height and stuff like that, but nah, Ewan McPherson for us, that's one of the reasons we sponsored him for Junction Bar. He's just a good player.
Aye. Well, that's Ken, I always think that he brings something different to the team. His movement's fantastic. Potentially hasn't scored as much as what he has done for Cumbernauld, and actually maybe thought would have had more goals out of him, but he's also spent a bit of time out this season with injury that the team has been able to fall back on the likes of Zach Butterworth for goals. Jamie Doherty is also the team's top scorer, so the onus isn't really on Ewan McPherson for goals.
No, that's it. No, I think they obviously back for his injury stuff like his brother coming in, you could see a total difference in him. Fitness levels are bang on, man. I can see, hopefully for the second part of the season, we see more goals from him, because he's a really good league player.
Right, well, we obviously signed on for the next season. We've had the core of the team sign again. Also, a couple of boys we're waiting on. Roy McNabb's coming as captain. Nelly in the summer had kind of teased him to the podcast as being a bit of a marquee signing. Certainly, what a history of team that he's had, kind of winner at just about every stage that you can be.
Aye, he's been up at the good levels, and it's a good level player to bring into the team, just to basically these younger players to look at Rob and go, look, he's really good, Ken, we can work off him. And then as well with his professionalism, Ken, he could show players like Ken during games, trying to do this, Ken, to try and prove the kind of players.
I think the only thing you could say about the team is the standards don't lie. Sat in 10th right now, not so far removed in points wise as what we were last season under the previous management. But the team has been 10 times better than what they have been on the pitch, and you can tell it's been drawing and especially losing leads this season, which has harmed us.
No, definitely. No, this team, okay, it's a whole team. Boys are still trying to bond and that, but see, the third time we've started picking up results, but it's just the results we're not getting. We just need to kind of work on them and result and get Ken. We can't rely on the lower league ones like East Stirling, get results. Ken, we need these bigger teams like East Kilbride. We need the results against them. But at the end of the day, can't be on a good playing surface, can't be get 3 points all day long. But it's just one of the games of football.
Just one of those. Aye, as you're saying, that says we have struggled against the top teams. Possibly a place that we haven't struggled at this season, and something that we haven't done for years is we had a good cup run in the Scottish Cup, and that says got some memorable away days out of that.
Aye, well, I was at both Kilwinning and Inverness. Honestly, the away days for Scottish Cup, it's brilliant. Can the teams show up? It's even like the League Cup as well. Before then, can teams like Arbroath and St Mirren, can we're keeping them to 90 minutes, and they were scoring, but. Nah, the cup runs, I can see a completely different kind of beef side that was in the league, but just one of the things again.
See, so we always say that kind of one-off games is completely different from a kind of a bit of a turgid league campaign and that. So and having to, well, I guess it's different in the Lone League because you only play teams twice. But when you're looking at playing kind of like the same teams and that, season and teams that you're going to face for kind of a season or two at times, it is different. Kind of going on a bit of a cup run. Obviously, Kill winning out in the West is I don't think we've ever played against them competitively at all, or in a friendly. So
that's a good wee build up they've got. They'll be up here soon. That's a good wee squad, good stadium, good fan base. But that was a good away day. That
brilliant. That says well, just as we kind of as we think that says is there places in the team that you think that we should improve?
For me, I would say really the centre midfield. The attack. We need a spark there. Obviously, we've got players who are capable with that, but we need like a more bigger player to basically bring in that spark and get us more feeder for the forwards. I think the defence we've got it all right, Kim. We've got the strong defence there, but it's just trying to work up towards the goals.
Aye. Well, I'd say, Ken, honestly, Robert and Abs have to take a step back into defence with Jack Duncan going out on loan. I have to say that we've missed him in the centre of the field. It's certainly been, I wouldn't say that we're lightweight, but we're more attackingly minded now in the midfield without really that stopper that which Robert Nagy gives us.
No, he's a big player in defence and midfield, but like you're saying, also he's more of a fielder than a centre half, Ken. But it's like trying to bring in that centre half who's like Robbie. And the funds in the league and the bigger teams are bringing in these players. What can we've got back? We fancy him, but at the end of the day, it's doing the money for some players.
Well, that's Ken. Also, well, we know about it being in the Lone League. There's teams there that have and teams there that haven't. And that says also TV Darramola coming into East Kilbride from Kelty Hearts. Also a big step up, but what a signing for East Kilbride and for a team that probably doesn't need any signings like that.
I think it's just an extra player for the fan base for the NRC.
That's it. I mean, you can't compete with that. That's just, and we've seen it throughout the kind of the pyramid opening with the likes of Kelty Hearts coming up and the money that they were spending. Cove Rangers as well were another one. Edinburgh City were potentially kind of. The right kind of also they're having their issues now, but they were a team that kind of built up kind of in time.
Definitely, and they're sitting the same as Spartans as well. They've come from nothing and look at them now.
A strong side that come up and they also going to hopefully will build up strongly in the League Two and that. But if there was a completely new team this season, and a bit of an experimental team last season, you'd have to say in that. It's a bit kind of very kind of some players come in, some players come out. Throughout the season, is there a player that you would have had in the team from last season?
I've always got to say for last season, I've got to say Blair Henderson, the Spartans. He would have been a really, really big player for us. Again, he's a big, strong player. He could bang in the goals, but that's one of the things in football. You can't get the kind of players.
No, that's it. That season, I mean, he's been a strong player throughout his time, and that's he's a big player for Edinburgh as well. That he also started off at Dunfermline. I think he dropped down to Berwick for a bit as well on loan. Sometimes you just can't compete with teams and can't compete with wages and that. It's obviously we've found ourselves in that boat. You don't want to go the way of what Berwick have, and that is where they've kind of they rested on kind of having a cup run that didn't happen and gambled it all kind of thing.
No, that's it. That's one of the things about Kevin Beef. They didn't gamble on money. Too heavy. No. We try to say, look, we could only bring in this player on this budget, which sometimes works, sometimes doesn't, but it's a thing of football. If you've not got this money, we can't afford the kind of players what we need.
I think dropping down a level has kind of helped us with that as well, because obviously in the SPFL you're restricted to the loan market window, you're restricted to the transfer windows, whereas there isn't that in the loan league. There is you're not going to have kind of players moving up kind of ways. Or moving for money, but there is this isn't working for us, and then you'll get a team that will either come in and take them away on loan or take them away for free.
That's like a bit more legal. So if we see a player and this player's not showing their ability, Ken, you could go, right, Ken, that's one of the things of football, Ken, you have to move on and we bring this player in. That's the good thing about the Lone League. But obviously, as Cowan Beef is a kind of club where we're trying to we need to get back in League Two. Where we belong and higher.
That's easy. Well, I think definitely is a hard league to get out of, especially now with the money that's getting thrown around by East Kilbride and also the likes of Tranent that have got a bit of money behind them, and that's Spartans done well to get out of the league. You're getting teams that are coming down that are traditional teams that we've competed well with, and Albion Rovers coming down, that says you'd expect probably either Clyde or obviously Elgin will go up into the Highland League, but you could expect either Clyde, Elgin, Stranraer maybe to drop down. It makes the league harder, especially with them having parachute payments that are going to dry up for us next season. Have you enjoyed seeing the likes of East Stirlingshire, Berwick, Albion Rovers again?
Aye, it's good to play against these teams, but the way I see it, we're not what I play the kind of teams. We want to play like the teams like, I don't know, like Stirling and teams like that, Gretna and Berwick and that. They're good away days, but they're good for us, but for it's kind of beef as a team, we're not wanting to kind of have that kind of team go, we're going to the Gretna series of 3 points. We want to go like up to the leagues and challenge like the big teams.
Well, we'll talk about Saturday there. Obviously, hard defeat against Bowness. I'd said on the day that it showed why they were sitting fourth at the time and we were sitting tenth. A team that knew how to go out and win. I don't think that they had too many chances. I wouldn't say that we had many chances either. But when they took their chances, they took them and were able to see out a win.
No, that's it. I've said in the make game I was working, that was my last day of work, obviously phones ran my new one, but from what I saw in the highlights, it was a scrappy game, and whatever bonus could take, they were taking, but obviously it's kind of hard to play on that pitch. You could see it in the players, we're punting the ball up the park on used to be, obviously Ken Beef win, we playing good services with Ken Beef play, but for the kind of games, it's a scrappy game, it's either make or break. You can either get the 3 points, or you take defeat, or you take a hard fought draw.
That's easy. Well, obviously a couple of mistakes in the at the back in the first half that were punished. Second half, Callum Elliott made the free subs at half time, completely changed the game. We've spoken about that it's maybe the first time in a long time that we've had quality on the bench that can change the game.
No, that's it, Ken. This season, if we bring players like the Jamie Docky sitting on the bench, if he's coming on, he'll Ken, he could do something, he's a spark. But no, this season, the bench and the starting 11, Ken, you can see the potential in the boys, Ken. They're showing up, they're putting in the commitment. That's what you want. Ken, they say they're having boys going, oh, is he coming on? Oh, I'm not wanting him coming on. But no, the subs are making a difference, you can see it.
Aye, well, obviously, looking into Sunday, that's his Lowland League Cup against the Uni of Stirling, a team that we've had a bit of mixed results against last season. Obviously, they lost at the fourth bank last season, then the win in the league at Central Park before the loss in the Lowland League Cup at the end of the season when Callum Elliott had come around and said that he saw the best of County Beef and the worst of County Beef was winning against Berwick and then obviously capitulating really against the Uni of Stirling. What do you see about that on Sunday?
I could see it being a really good game. I could see us winning it. Again, the way the University of Stirling are playing, I don't know, but it's one of the things. County Beef could take it, but the results they've been having, I didn't see us being a problem with us. Just obviously need to turn up on the day and just try to get through it.
I think the issue with us this season has been a bit concentration in the last 15 minutes. On County Beef's day, they can beat any team in this league, and certainly give every team a game. The Uni of Stirling aren't the same team as what they were last season. That says they had a bit of a pick up over the end of the December time. They've had a mixed draw through the season. So, on that says also that the Lowland League Cup's been moved in mid season rather than just plonked on us, and that says it came as a bit of a surprise last season. Do you quite like it now that it's been moved within the season rather than just added on at the end?
Aye, it's quite good as well, because obviously at the end the players' legs are tired, but if you put through the season, you could, I don't know, like they want to break off in SPFL. I didn't see a point in that, but I think it's like we're playing league games and I'm going to a cup game. I'm looking forward to it. Again, you're going to different games and you're putting the team three or four times if you draw them. But I quite like it. Ken, it's a balance in the league when going at least finished. Let's try to get this cup, and if you didn't get that, it's your season. But no, I quite like it going through the season. I do like it. Yeah,
that's easy. You know, obviously, the chance of getting silverware is massive. That's across in that. I know like a lot of teams see the Challenge Cup, for example, in the SPFL as being a bit of a diddy cup, but I don't like seeing that. That's because any chance you get to win silverware is a chance that you should have to take, really. And always a good chance to win, and that's obviously it's a bit different now that it's kind of been added into the season where East Kilbride are able to take part, whereas also last season Spartans didn't take part because they had the promotion playoffs to think of. But you've got to think that on your day you can take the game to East Kilbride. Now obviously Albion Rovers beat them 3-0 over the on Boxing Day. So massive result for them. That's it. East Kilbride can't be beaten on their day.
No, that's it. And the thing is as well, obviously, you obviously get the League Cup and the Scottish Cup. Lower league sides are going to struggle on that. And I'll say, if you look back on it, you've got the only cup, you can go, Ken, this is a kind of trophy we can go for, Ken, what I mean? Instead they've gone, Scottish Cup, that's done with it. But no, it's good. It's good to obviously switch your eyes on, like, if you're sitting big table halfway through, you're going, I can't really hang it for the top. So I low league cup, it's a good thing you have, and it's good for teams as well, like the lower side's going, can we East Kilbride, we could beat him here, we can get this trophy. And if I see East Kilbride get weak, it's just another game for them anyway. If somebody sitting that high in the table.
I've got to ask you here, Kyle, on that, so it's obviously coming down completely new teams that we've seen and teams that Kilbeath hadn't seen in especially our lifetime, but teams that we've played against competitively really for the first time. But has there been a away day that you've really enjoyed since joining the Lowland League?
There's been that many, but no, my one for me is going to be like a America, a traditional one. But not like the other teams you've gone to, like Loughborough and stuff like that. They're good away days to go to, stuff like that. But no, there's still plenty more to go to, I see, in the rest of the season. But no, they've got, like, what we like to see in fans is like when you've got a stadium, they've got a bar, instead they're going halfway down the street to go, there's a bar there, can we better watch the time? But if you're in the ground, it's the kind of wee clubs water, bringing that in, which I hope works out.
It's definitely growing in Scottish football culture, obviously, the kind of social club aspect of it, and that's also Elgin had a very good one as well. Has there been also talk to you about your time supporting County Meath and that. Has there been throughout your time and that, has there been in a way that you've really seen as a kind of must have?
I think for all us it was a miracle.
A miracle one was
always. Miracle, yeah, that was the kind of man where all the boys come together, the change on the doing and the night out in Berwick,
can
you stay
here
and hear good time?
Yeah.
That was basically the one for us.
So obviously there's a bit of rivalry there as well, and that's with the 2016 with it coming between the two of us and then us pipping them for the title, and that's kind of blown over throughout the years now. Always good to see them come up to Central Park too.
The way I see it, we go
down,
we bring their numbers, when they come up, there's 20, 30 of them. Yeah. They obviously didn't see us away day as we see them as an away day, but no, Ken, it's good for fans to come and see different stadiums as well.
That's it. I always Ken said that I'd miss out on Elgin. No, it's always like that, an away day in Elgin. I was lucky because my wife Lisa, her sister lived up in Elgin for years and that, so when we got the chance to go up and that, we'd stay the night and that, have a bit of a kind of a drink up around the town and that. And Elgin, I always feel, is a bit like almost like a northern city without being a city because it's the main town around the area.
Elgin away was a good day, Ken. It's a few day drinking on the bus with the lads, having a laugh, and they go there. Can you go to the social club? They invite you. They're really welcoming. That's one thing about Elgin. They're always welcoming. Like they'd come in, they'd give us free pies, getting like saying, right boys, can you sit in this bit? You want a pie? They make you feel welcome.
We As we talk about it, and says, have you, what's your memories of your time supporting Derry County? What's your best memory?
My best memory, there's been that point, but it has to be the 3-0 against the Downies.
Everybody said it.
Ken, it was one of the days, the young boy going to the football, like all their pals and that. Ken, it was an absolute buzz, and going back to Stadium and hearing our celebration with the players, Ken, getting signed talks, getting talks what they've gone through the season, stuff like that. That was the best
day
for me.
I think everyone, when I was asking these questions, and that's what's your best memory, what's your worst memory, it's the same answer every time. Like, you know, it's the 3-0 at the game, so I'm fair one. I obviously drew with them 1-0 at Central Park. Felt we kind of rode their luck a little bit, and that says, but you felt that's us kind of bloody the nose. They're going to come out kind of East End Park. They're going to come out and show us on their pitch kind of how they play football, and we've had our fun kind of idea and that name to came from the word off really. To yeah, this is
honestly, as soon as that first goal went, I don't know if it was Kane Hemmings or Greg Stewart.
Kane Hemmings, wasn't it? That's it. He ran down the Norrie McCarthy saying shushing the fans as well. It's just a. Just from then, I mean, it was an easy, kind of a terrible free kick again, by the way, came from Adam Penal's standpoint, like, you know, again, 5 seconds into the game, to Lewis Milne just dinking that ball and then that. But I mean, that was the kind of standard of player that we had at that time. Yeah,
that partnership with up front, the Greg Shute and Kane Hemmings,
you never see that again.
They two as a bond, that was. Why
you
never see for Kenby for a while?
And honestly, you're part of the Junction Club. You know exactly how they feel about the club. With obviously being able to get the two signed shirts that you've auctioned off.
Honestly, for a couple of that was a good feeling for the players to sign them. But no, they were happy to sign that. That's the best thing about us. They were happy to sign that.
The thing that's I think that's the best thing about Kenby came for. Kind of like ourselves that kind of lived through the kind of golden age at kind of producing players and going off to do best things, is that there's so many people that have good things to say about the club. There's kind of there's a good feeling about it. Also, we had the charity game a couple of seasons ago now, where Greg Shute come back for India to play in it and had to be dragged off the pitch because he was told he wasn't allowed to play two halves, and he wanted to play two halves.
But that's the kind of players like that you love and you'll love like forever. From that's the club, Kimby from Nang as well. The play of Kimby from they're not forgotten about them. Which is good to see, like a player like Greg Shute as standard now. Can he's just signed for Kilmarnock. It's good seeing a player like him.
He's
never miss
Kevin Beef. Well, you mean obviously he's won the Scottish Championship with Rangers and that. So he's won can like the highest honour in Scotland and that season. And to say that, well, we were the team that gave him his chance. We were the team that put the pieces there to let him go off and can make this career for himself is fantastic to see.
It's really good to see. The players what you watch when you're wee and they grow up and they want that kind of stuff, you're going, can you play for Kenbeef? Can he play for Kenbeef? And it's good to see.
Mentally, because you see them obviously the highest paid player in India, at a time he was a part time, kind of a skinny part time boy playing for Kenbeef and that season. I mean, I think I'll never forget that goal we scored against the Townies that came in, it was 3-0. That and he obviously collected that pass and just kind of like slotted it past the penalty keeper and jumped over the kind of advertisements. You think that's a kind of, you thought this is it, this is like the milk and honey time of Kevin Beef, really.
That's it, aye.
Yeah.
They were the good times that they were always
they're always there. And I mean, we've seen it all through. Kind of like you see it. Kind of like you look back at the history there, and that's just, okay, we've all read like Black Diamonds and Blue Brazil, and that's the talk about kind of like Count Beef's. Kind of every generation has had a kind of good Count Beef side, and this was our one and that. But kind of obviously falling down now, and that's just, kind of on a low ebb, but we're starting to build up. That spoken about it earlier, and that's just, with the team starting to take shape on the pitch, and that's just, but. It's not Kevin Beef without talking about the low times.
I know, definitely, Ken, when you're speaking about the players that you watch in a wee, you just think back and go, I wish we still had this.
I still wish them, that season. It's funny, ain't it? Because you look at some of these boys like Lewis Milne, Ken, Lewis Colt, Greg Stewart, Kenny Anderson, and that, and you think, we had some brilliant players, and not to say that the kind of players that we don't have are brilliant for the standard that we are at now, that is. But you think, I think now you see, like, there is a kind of a core side now that's been signed, and that, and they all say the same thing as they're signing. But they're loving their time at the club. Kind of loving, kind of the support. They're loving the kind of like the community around the club, and that. And I think you feel that it is going to come back. That, like, the good times will come back.
Definitely, Ken. It's one of the things we've had the draft started coming down to the lower league, and you can see the community start coming in, and players, again, players are enjoying that time because, like, they're putting their time in us, we're getting it back instead of going, oh, you're just another player to put us down there. But no, there's definitely a big change in the community and the club. They're now getting made fans and, like, fans with players and stuff like that. And it's good to see. It is for, like, the club that we are, it's good to see.
Well, obviously, ask you about your best memory of the club, and that says, I think I know what your worst memory is going to be, and that says, but I'll ask you anyway, and that says, I'll say it for you. It was the relegation against one of
them. It's one of the ones you go home and you just like the missus, look, Dennis,
no.
It's one of the ones in your car, but forever, everybody's going, ah, blah, 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 blah. It's one of the worst times of your football career. You didn't want to go for professional, didn't you, that league?
I mean, can we rode our luck a lot? Can we also kept East Kilbride down, and that says kept Cove Rangers in the can the next season. That had a bit of a blip, you'd have to say, and that says, well, it looked like we were going to stabilise and look to be a stronger team, and then can also relegation with Gary Bowe and then Mark Ross taking over halfway through the season. It was going to happen. That says you feel
that a time was going to come.
Ah,
But
that says,
we knew that.
Right. This is. I don't think anybody really took the warnings seriously in the end. And that says always kind of harken back to when Montrose stayed up against Brora, and the chairman, Montrose's chairman, had said this doesn't happen. This doesn't happen again. And can obviously they brought in Stuart Petrie as manager, and they're now a kind of a strong League One team. That season. Not going to say that we had the same outlay as what Montrose have, because they've got a kind of a better stadium than us. They've got kind of a better deal with theirs. But says you just felt that there wasn't any wiggle room for us. It was a kind of we had to try and just kind of throw things at a wall and hope that some stuck.
It's like one of the ones that was either make or break.
Make
or break. We're either going to stay up there or we're going to break and come down. But the way you see it as well, we could have got rid of people who, halfway through the season, instead of putting us in that deep end.
No, it's just can I think the last thing that had us boys that kind of been stalwarts for the side for a long time, also Robbie Cannon, I think had been relegated with us every way of the way down, and that says Fraser Mullen as well. No, it says strong players, and that says it was a shame to see them go because they were there that long time.
I know,
and
that's
that
the thing is as well, obviously new. The bus with their side, but obviously that's football. They can't always be with Kevin Beef.
That's it. No, so a lot of them have went on to kind other things. That's some of them can obviously not at the same level as us. But that's the thing as a kind of like a lower league side supporter. That's it. You will see these players that will move on, and your team is ever changing.
That's it. Aye, there's never going to be that same 11 every year. There will be changes, Ken. It's the part of football. That's the thing, again, you can't always have the same one, and there has to be changes somewhere in between that team.
That's it. I mean, I think can we speak about it? That's it. The relegation against Wanderick, and then obviously it was just like an exodus from there, and it was a tough season, the start of last season, because we were building from scratch, and it was completely from scratch.
There was no lying about that. It was from scratch. Also, we had to try to get the players and sign for the League Cup. I've said, but if we'd another League Cup or if we had more time, we could have bought these players in.
I mean, I think you saw that kind of as the season progressed last season. The club started to put a kind of scouting network in place, and that is, I think it was come through to fruition. That's certainly come to fruition this season. We've seen a couple of players come in that have probably been out of the blue kind of signings, but I've really stuck to what we wanted. you're not going to get every signing right. That's the thing in that season. I always say that, kind of, if you have four signings, you're maybe wanting, can two of them hit the ground running with, kind of, third, can getting near the end, and then one just being left in that season. I think this season we've had that, we've had that more so, that says that we've had just everybody kind of like stick and that, and really take to how we want to play.
No, that's it. No, you've got a spot on there, boss. We could only see what they see on the pitch. We can't see the back and stuff. So we see, oh, I can't wait for this player to play and stuff like that. But then and the training ground, he could be lazy and stuff like that. But also we can only see what we see on the pitch.
Well, again, also, we've seen that again, in previous players and that. So I've come to the club and that, and there's been plenty of boys in our time at Ken Beef and that. So has there been a player throughout your time that you've really taken to?
When I was younger, I really took a, when I was playing left back, to Kenny Adamson. Kenny's a local boy.
Aye,
he played for Ken Beef. He was there for the survival against the Townies. That's the kind of player I looked up to.
I've always said that that she's also the Fife Elite Academy coming, and I said that kind of killed East Fife and ourselves in the likes that we stopped really having kind of local heroes coming through the ranks again and that. And I think you saw that with the likes of Cam Smith, that's now at
Raith Rovers
now, but obviously he started off at was signed by Dunfermline and that. So he played a handful of games for them before dropping down, making a name for himself at Airdrie, and then also he's now part of a high flying Raith Rovers team.
No, you've got some local boy as well, Connor Smith
that we had on the Hearts. And I mean, like, obviously, Connor Smith's on a different level, obviously,
yeah,
and that's just for everybody we've seen. Now you're going to get that. This is the big teams are going to sign these players. And that's just what I feel, that the likes of Cal Smith would have come through us, and that's just at a time that they were kind of plucked away from us, and we got given the trim pickings in the end. But kind of also that's at the end, the Blue Brazil kind of young youth teams are looking to like take more of a hold as well. And that's also the sim teams are running now, looking to start another 20s team.
Another 20s team, I also thought as well. Aye.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to come. I mean, we're bringing that spirit back into the club,
yeah,
these young boys coming in,
yeah,
and then we could progress for the team and see them can go biggest. Well, like I said, the Fife Elite, that we can't, we've kind of got stuck with that, but now we obviously we're bringing this in, which is really good to see. It's good for the young boys as well,
yeah,
to say, look, I play for Ken Beef.
I mean, across the board, you always like to see a local hero on that. It doesn't matter if you're a Real Madrid supporter or if you're a Kenby supporter. A local hero is a local hero to you. Especially somebody that understands what the town means, what the club means, as kind of grown up around. And I think it's kind of special for teams around our level, because they grow up with supporters. It's not like your Man United's, where they're only seeing like the corporate elite kind of idea and that. So they're seeing like boys that are paying a fiver to come in, and then that's it, kind of idea and that. So they're having to grow up with real people kind of idea.
No, that's it. So once they sign for the club, they can, what it means to play for Ken Beef. Ken, they could be going with their mums and dads, and like the mums and dads be proud of Ken. Their boys playing for Ken Beef. Ken, he's come and watch them.
That says, well, as we move on a bit, and that says, talk about our good times, our bad times. Is there a player from kind of yesteryear kind of idea that you would love to see slot back in? Right, kind of, obviously you are kind of big Kenny Harrison fan. Is there a player that you would say, right, he is the difference maker that we need right now?
Has to be Craig Stewart. Just to give that spark up front, basically, just to get a couple more goals in. I mean, we've got the players there, but the capability, his play, you can't grumble with Greg Stewart. But I'd love to see him back, obviously. He's confirmed him, I'll be back to Kilmarnock now. I think he's at that level now that he's always going to be the highest.
No, I think he always kind of, I wasn't expecting him to sign for us, kind of guy just coming back from India, and that's he's also still a class player, and that's but. Kind of running in the game when you see like players that drop back to their kind of, and I always kind of hope that Greg Stewart's going to be one of these boys that kind of hits like a Dougie Hill kind of.
Aye,
idea, that
he comes back and he's
comes aye. Back and that does his bit for, even if it's just kind of like what Dougie Hill done with the 3 or 4 months there and then like drop away, but Oh, see, I can always hope the Grey Stewart comes back and that. Like, always, like, when Gary Bowen left and then also Morris Rossett left, I always kind of had a, like, well, maybe Mixu would want to come back and that. He still loves local, that. He's at Burnt Island and that. He's I think he's taken a step away from management now and that. He's really no fancy, kind of like a
coming
wee,
back,
kind of, he's just
doing the same again,
a wee,
aye.
kind of, like, spark us up again, probably find another couple of relatives
And
that
then
take the
you've
Scottish League by
got other ones
storm.
like Colin Cameron as well,
Colin
who threw
Cameron
his
as well,
hat.
no, she's aye. It's funny, eh, that, because, well, kind of honestly, I'll ask you for your fives team, eh, but we've spoken about this. It's funny, like, the pool of talent that Kenbeath have had over their history.
For the name of Kenbeath, it's frightening the kind of
Yeah.
players and management we've
Yeah.
had at that
Yeah,
Kenbeath.
she's, ah, no, you think that, I always, kind of, like, the big one for me is obviously Craig Levein, and he speak kind of all the time about his time at Kenbeath and how he believes that players, like managers, should start their careers at the likes of Kenbeath and have an idea of what is the struggle financially, what an idea it is to have to, well, is it Mixu that says that he went to training once and it was too dark and that and they didn't have floodlights, no, so they had to like turn on their fog beams on their car to be able to see what they were doing and that,
That's
like.
right. I mind the podcast well when they talk about the beach and that as well. They have to bring in the floodlights and stuff.
Yeah.
Say, obviously, you can only train at night, so the
Yeah.
part-time team.
No.
And that's the kind of stories
That.
that you find funny about the
That. That's
Kenbeath.
just it. I mean, like, always like laughing at when kind of you had like boys like Stuart Love and that, and they're going out nights out with you and that, like, okay, and that you're having like the player reward night, and that is the Junction Bar, and that, okay, and there's boys steaming there, and that is that you're thinking, can I idolise you?
That's it.
Okay,
No,
that is
and
just.
Stuart Love, when he was with his time, he loved the Junction Bar. He did do that, and he's got to, but no, I think he's still messaged Ellis and he still tries to get sent out to bring the Hawes boys and that. But no, it's good hearing the, like, the Junction Bars were actually getting a name for ourselves
Ah.
here. So, like, these players of the year was saying that can be organised that, that's us who's organised that. Again, and it's getting as well to mix with the players, it's kind of find out more about them, kind of saying, going, I'm watching you week in the week, getting that, what I can bear about you.
I think this is well, can I rant and rave about yous? And that says when I'm away at sea and that, like, and people ask me and says, why, what is it about Kenbeath? And I say, like, okay, but this is what we do in the community, and the Junction Bars raise the money for this, and the Junction Bars burn this. Man, I think it's tremendous what you like, even like. Yeah, I know it's not a simple thing of doing that, says, but to get like the sign shops and just put a raffle on that, says, again, a tenner number to get a kind of like a legend like Grey Stewart or Kane Hemming stop that, like, okay, and that, says.
That's no, and it's good as well because we get the name out for it as well. And
Nah.
obviously, if the past couple of seasons, we get more folk asking about the bus, which is good to see. Ken, there's more members coming on it, but obviously, these bonus balls that we're doing, Ken, it's a good thing to have for like a wee club like us.
That's, I mean, I think I always say that the relegation to the Lone League was kind of devastating for us, but it's given us a bit of focus as well. That's just, it kind of like realigned what people wanted for the team and that, and I think it galvanised kind of like the support to really take charge. You see that with Gordon in the club shop and that, just, and what kind of like the different things that they're able to that he's bringing out. That's just, also yourselves kind of at the Junction and that, what yous are running, it's fantastic, and they. Yeah, I mean, really, Ken. I think the club's in. It's at a precipice where it's going to get tougher for us, Ken. With the parachute payments going out, but I think we're in a good sense that the community's getting behind it again.
Definitely, aye. There's that community spirit there, like I say. So there's more community spirit, which is there has been in many seasons ago.
I mean. Also, played the game against Hearts B on a Friday, and that's just it was said that it was a bit of an experiment thing to see if it would boost attendance. It did in the end. It 303 was there. Is that something that you'd maybe like to see, kind of like a Friday night game rather than a? Is that, I mean, kind of like a bit of traditional as a Saturday, and that's just, but maybe not all the time, but kind of like the odd Friday night kind of
Aye,
idea.
can not Friday night, like you enjoy the games, because if Kenbeath got a win, that's you've set up for the weekend, you've got the 3 points. But I wouldn't want to see it all the time because some of us will love a 3 o'clock game. I mean, you meet up at the pub, but you have a couple of pints, but obviously some Fridays we could be working a bit later and you're just going, right, I'll meet you there. But no, I'd like to see a couple more Friday night games. Like, it's a good thing to have. You know, so that's, I mean, like, boost your weekend if Kimby's got a defeat. If you want to say that it's defeating Saturday, like, Christ, I'm not
going
to go in there, I just
want
to sit in the house.
No, you just want to go move a bit today, that was... Well, obviously, we got relegated after one year again, and I had to have my friend over, not for there, we came to work pal for Glasgow, like, and he'd come over, and I just, I mean, went to Shimla's, like, and that, and just sat, like, just staring at my curry and that, so went to wee Jimmy's afterward, just staring at my pint the whole night, like...
No, that's it, to Mrs, she was like, what's the matter? I says, then I speak to me, she's like, so of course can be for, like, then he speak to me, and it's like, can Gina be want to take away that? I'm like, no, I don't want, no, I just want to go to my bed, and I just want to forget about this day.
The first leg, and that, when we got beat 3-0, and it was quite surreal, ain't it? Because we end up having a bit of drinking Bonnyrigg after the game, like, okay, Nazis. And I had a bit of a laugh with the support Nazis, they were all commiserations for us and Nazis. But on the bus, kind of hit me on the train back, and just like, as you see, that she's kind of like, Lisa's like trying to like talk to me. I said, don't talk to me. I just want to sit and feel sorry for myself.
That sounds like when you're there for 90 minutes and this and hit you, talk, yeah. Like you're going home and you're going, we just got beat 3-0 in a relegation playoff. Yeah. Ken, this is going to be the time, but are we going to actually be staying here or are we going to do it?
That's again, and then like, we've seen games where we've been beaten Nazis in the first leg again, but you're like 1-0, 2-1, then you think it's a goal. Now get an early goal in the first leg again, in the second leg, but like, you fought 3-0 in the way that we lost, then you're thinking that's it, there's no fight in this team. Right? Just being angry at the players, just thinking. You just lay down. That was also a daft sending off by Harvey Swan. I was just raging about it, like, afterwards, saying that. And like, at the time, I was like, it was a shite decision by the referee, and that. And there's kind of like, time where like, you start calming down and that, and thinking, that was a terrible idea. Why is he that? I mean, I know that Dean Brake kind of bit into it again, won it, you're thinking, what's he doing there, like, that season, the penalty, it wasn't a penalty, and I'm thinking, why is he not just booting that out, why is he trying to, like, just get rid of it,
you're there, it's different to, like, when you see it in the highlights,
Six yards, he's trying to like cushion out for a goal kick. And just clear it. You're quite clearly it's not going to get there. Just boot it away.
It's the kind of ones you're going. If he was to kick that out or no shield that ball,
it was different. Eh, and that she's what. Strong team. Eh, that and I mean, I like the kind of social club was good there. And that says the Calderwood bar, I think that we had a couple of pints afterwards, and that I thought, it was just strong, and that says, good supporters, and that says, talked to a few of them at the wee Jimmy's in the second leg as well, and that says, like, good people, and that says, all the luck to them and kind of their endeavours, like, and that says, talking to this boy, he's like, I play for Cowdenbeath, and that, when they give me his name, what's your name? And then the second leg, I met him at wee Jimmy's, and he's like, comes up to us, and he says, I played for Cowdenbeath. I spoke to you at Blenheim. No, I wasn't there. No, I says, no, you were. I was speaking to you. No. He's like, I'm trying to chat up these lassies. Do you mind coming up to me and ask me for my autograph? I'm like, I'll buy you a pint. No, it's a lot of pint bought for me. No, I had to go up with my programme and say, can I get your autograph up? I can't believe it's you. No. Oh, so I've got this Cowdenbeath versus Blenheim programme with a squiggle on it. I think that's what makes kind of like lower league football is kind of interactions like that.
It's good that like players in lower league they can come back to the pub and they have pint. You can mix with them matches.
It's just like normal people, eh? When we played Kitwe Hearts in the Fife Cup and Lisa come with me and we're sat with me, James beforehand, and John Sheeran just left the club. No, it's after he had kind of like decided he could just kind of get himself fit. And I think he'd taken over the management position at Craig Royston.
That's right.
He just walked into me, Jimmy, saying, "Hey, nah, man," so he says, "Where's kind of still in his like kind of subs jacket?" He's still like, "Hey," and says, "Where's the toilet, son?" No, so I there and that like, "Man, it's John Sheeran, eh?" No, so he comes back. No, says, "Hey." He says, "You want a pint?" And I'm like, "I want a kind of drink of John Sheeran." And then he says, "Who's the worst kind of beef player do you think?" I was always big that was Kevin Hiller's the worst player. No, and he's like, no, it's Jamie Piper's the worst player. And that says, 2 seconds, he's got Jamie Piper on voice call. And he says, "I'm just talking to a boy here, he's a big kind of beef fan, he thinks you're the worst player." And that says, "Come and see it." No, he says, "Sorry, Jamie, I've been told that you're the worst player, like, you know, he's bought me a pint, so I'll have to say it." it's when he's like, can bad or good players, and it's I think we've had a strong time, like, and I think every player's kind of done their time for us and done their part. Eh?
No, that's it. The kind of players what went to style for 2-3 seasons. That's the kind of players that you thank for their time, what they've done for the club. Can you got like your Fraser Mullins, Ronald Buchanan's? Can they've done a bit for the club? They can only do so much.
That's it.
At the end of the day, it's not up to us. If they want to come back, it's up to them. But at the end of the day, it's football. They have to look at their future in football and stuff like that.
That's it. You didn't want to see boys getting just festering, came for the sake of festering. It's different to a player. That's just, we grow up in the team, we grow up kind of like supporting a team. And to us, that's the be all end all. It's not like that for a boy. They kind of like, it's come to sign for us. They're wanting to sign for Ken Beef, they're wanting to sign for an East Lancashire or an Albion Rovers. And they're wanting to show what they can do to get a step up to League One. That's just where they can sign for an Airdrie Unions or a kind of Rafe Rovers kind of idea and show what they can do so they can get up to the Premiership.
Well, that's something that you can go like, Ken, he's
we said about it, Keane Hammonds and Jurgen Schultz and that. Says you look at these boys having good careers, and you think, well, he was there. That's it. Craig Gordon as a Scotland keeper, and you're thinking, well, yeah, I know it was just a loan move, eh? But it says, well, can he learn part of his career at Ken Beef, like, eh? That Craig Levein being a kind of strong player and then a kind of strong manager for many seasons. Saying, he learned his time at Ken Beef.
And you've got ones like Jamie Steadman, Kevin Dabrowski, Rafe Rovers, and you've got all these players, and you've got, I think it's ones like Toshney, I think he's with Falkirk.
Aye, Toshney's at Falkirk, Sam Statton had a loan spell at us, and that's his
name. TOB as well.
Aye, Tam O'Brien, I still think that Tam O'Brien's the best part-time player in the country, isn't he?
That's
his absolute stalwart for a growth in that, and you think, we've created these players, that's there's no reason why we can't create them again.
And also the ones as well from years and years ago, so I think I was young, but like Marcus Fraser,
something. That's his eye, and then you're very, very kind of like, you look at the boys that kind of like Marcus Patalina and Mikko Patalina, and that's they went on to have, like, obviously Mikko Patalina had a strong career in the Finnish leagues. Marcus Patalina, like, was kind of curtailed by injuries, but had signed for Inverness, and that's his scored his first goal against Inverness for Dunfermline, so it's. Okay, felt a bit like justice in him, like,
that's it. No, you've got ones also like Colin Cameron,
aye.
Okay, he's done well for
himself. That's the Scotland international,
And also ones like, ones like Craig Levein, he's made for himself.
Is there not a thing that the Northern Ireland manager, the County Beef manager, and the Finland manager and Mexico were all part of kind of started at County Beef and that.
Jimmy Nicol,
and that says these boys kind of like this is a strong team, eh? This is a kind of a building team, eh? And that, and I think that we're seeing that now with the likes of Zach Butterworth coming in, Jamie Docherty, and that young boy Aidan McLaughlin coming in as young guys, and. I think kind of signed on for another year there, but they'll show what they can do and they'll move on. They'll get into the SPFL and hopefully can they drag us up with them as well. But if they don't, it's on me that we can still rest our heart on and say, well, aye, but Aidan Gilmartin's come in and had a loan move at us and now look where he is. Sam Newman come in, doing well. These boys are kind of have strength in their careers
and
by being at
it. So like the players now coming in as well, they kind of they go to IRL, so if it's no McCann Beef, then can we could we can see as a club. Look, we had Jamie Duckett, and he played this amount of seasons.
This is why you want to come into us, because we can give you the skills to go on and do well, and that's what made us successful for years.
Yeah,
and I think that we need to get back to that.
And we do. We need to get back to that mentality. Going, can even so long, if we can produce a player to be a better player for his cell, and can see him go do well. But we've not seen him quite a bit. But home comes back to kind of Beef.
Hopefully, mate. Hopefully, and that says well. I think just to finish off, mate, that says I'm going to ask you the hardest question I'll ask anybody on this podcast. It was unceremoniously stolen from the Late Night Kickoff podcast, and that says, can I get a Cowden Beef Fives team from you, please?
So, kick up and goes, I was between two, between Big Kev and Thomas' son, but just for watching Thomas' son, he was a good player for us, kept us up against the townies, and
I've said it again to everybody, and that says there's so many good keepers that we've had. So many, like David Hay, and that says Big Kev as well, and that says Jamie Stein. That says you could make a five team of goalkeepers. That says a lot we had, like.
For my defence, this is a weird one, but I think it was good when us Dan Brimley.
That's a very good shot. I don't think we've had that yet.
I don't think we have, no, but honestly, when I watched him, I liked that Dan Brimley. There was a big boy in the air, and he was a good player.
That's a brilliant shout, that. I should have kept a note of who said what, that's a new one for the a first off in the podcast, that one.
My next one, between two, between Chopper and TOP, but I've got to go for Chopper. He was there for through thick and thin.
That's his aye, strong player in his time, like, and that's his Ken Austin. TOB's been spoken about a lot of times, like, and he's been added into a couple of boys teams there, but I think it just shows you the strength that Ken what players we've had over our time, like.
No, definitely, Ken, we've had really good players, and it's a hard decision to have, but obviously you listen to the podcast and you're going, Ken, he's already says like this player and that player, but you have to kind of chop and change it.
Aye.
But I think I'm going to go for two attackers, and I've already been said that has to be Greg Shute and Kane Hemmings.
I'd say the best strike partnership in the whole of Scotland at the time.
They two themselves were frightening, but best at all against the townies.
Ripping apart, eh? And it was just the audacity of it all. The East End Park was packed out. That's sold out. That's they come to give us a coffin. That's they're wanting to send Ken Lowell County Cowden Beef back down and that, and Kane Hemmings just shushing the crowd after 30 seconds.
It was good, and thing as well, like obviously before the time they gave that, Ken, they too, like they were doing different things every week, like they were scaring defenders, like. I seen mine by one game, basically I'm just looking at each other and they were jumping back for defence, and like the defence is jumping back and can they're getting the ball and they're passing each other and can you got the goals out there.
It just shows you they moved on from us and I've had strong careers. They had fantastic careers and you can see why. Because they're smart players. Greg Stewart had been on the Scots Abroad podcast recently, and that says, and Kenny obviously talked about his time at Cowden Beef and since how hard it, kind of how tough a place it was to kind of succeed, and kind of like at the start he wasn't really given a shoe in and that, and then obviously took his chance when he did, and kind of went on.
I say kind of players should like move to come back and play, but can come back and like see Cowden Beef play, Ken, and you could can these young boys have never met these kind of players, and the mum and dad spoke about. Can
Hemmings
go
shoot?
Can
Nick
take a picture
there
and go? Can you
and
your
mother's
wife? Can
you win
idol?
Well, always kind of like the charity game that was played just before our first season in the Lowland League, and that when Greg Stewart come back and he was told by his parent club, wasn't Mumbai at the time, it was I can't remember who it was, but they were told, right, we can play, but only 45 minutes, and he was having to be dragged off the pitch because he didn't want to go. I know that Dale Smart showed me a photo of him and his boy, he's getting a photo taken by Greg Stewart. And, he'll look back on that and says when he's older, I think, well, can that look at the players that we had at the time.
No, like, that's enough. So he done good as well enough. Like, this obviously when he come back to Finda, he could spend time with family, but maybe it's time to go sign the ship for the beef in the pitch and all that, and that can we thank Greg for all that he's done, so we'll just see him again.
Aye, that's it. Also with the CISSA ambassadors, hopefully we can be. I think there's a kind of a bit of an idea to try and get boys that have had success during every generation over the last wee while. So I've also seen Neil Irvine come in for the 90s team. So he's Colin Scott coming in.
Touré,
Big Innes. You've got, well, hopefully somebody coming from the kind of 2010 team that was our strongest showing in Scottish football.
No, it's good for this as well. So this. Bringing these players back into Cowbeef and obviously just showing what they loved about Cowbeef.
Aye, that's it. That's just because there's so many people that have great memories of these boys.
That's it, and that's good as well, obviously, because you could tell Grandad and that. Grandad, this player's come back to Cowbeef, I've got to see him. That attracts me people, so aye, that's, I hope I get to the 16th of March, I hope to see as much people
hopefully
there.
Hopefully, that's as well. It's easier to fall away for football. That's it. When it's just kind of turgid, when the results aren't going your way for so long, and the way that didn't go right for Cowbeef, it's easier to walk away. It's harder to get back into it. To have a kind of link between like the successful times to what you're trying to build in success is what. So hopefully they came on the 16th of March, against Berwick, that was the rivalry in 2006, and that's just. Hopefully there's a big crowd and a good game.
Hopefully a good game. Hopefully 3 points
for Kilby
and get us back up in the league.
Anyway, Kyle, it was great for you come on, mate. That says thanks very much.
No, thank you for coming on. I hope to see more.
Is that? No, of course, mate. Right. Well, thank you very much for listening. And if you're ever wanting to come on, please get in touch with me or please hound me, because I'm very, very bad at my. I'm very, very bad at following up on things. So please, if you do want to get on, just hound me for it, and I will get you on. Once again, thank you for listening, and thanks for all your time. Thank you.